Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's Smallcast podcast. This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of this contractor.
Part of something.
Whatever.
Part of something.
Dude, seriously? Okay.
Get started again.
The podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. I'm your host, Just Nate, and we have DK, and that's about it this week. So
I'm rebranding.
Guys. You're rebranding.
I'm rebranding the Nate and Kate Show.
The Nate and Kate Show?
Yeah.
I need to call you Kate now?
No, Kate Tur, but the Nate and Kate Show. Hey, so I was listening to our little jam in the beginning there, and you know, we are about to lift off. And I thought, well, this is very apropos. Oh, I used a big word today. Because we are in the beautiful city of Albuquerque, New Mexico this morning. And there's actually a whole bunch of balloons taken off. It is the balloon capital of the United States, so they say, right?
Yeah.
So there's a big balloon fest here every year, hundreds of balloons. And,
the balloon fest was earlier, though.
Well, sometime in the year. I don't know when it is. But
well, I think like they had like somebody die.
There was an accident last month. That's something different.
Was that part of the balloon fest?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so sad story. But anyhow, so welcome to the Kate and Nate Show. Today's topic is going to be dental implants. And it's a very important topic, especially for the aging Americans. Anyways, I was watching an ad for it downstairs. They had it on the news. It was kind of interesting.
Wow. Okay, so yeah, Dennis and I are remote this week down in Albuquerque for a work event that we are attending.
Yeah, so, you know, we've been kind of on and off this summer here a little bit, and I apologize to everybody. You know, this is kind of a welcome back here. We're kind of kicking things into gear mid-summer here. We had a few weeks of vacation and then some business trips, as Nate mentioned. But we are live in New Mexico from our world headquarters studio here. And one of the things we want to talk about, and one of the reasons why we're in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is the smalls, we have talked about this for a while now, but we are expanding our footprint. Not that we really wanted to, but the smalls, you know, went from really meetings in Colorado Springs, then up to Aurora, Denver area, then down to Pueblo. We've had some requests to move out to Junction City, JC. So when you guys are ready to talk to us, let's have something going out there.
GC, Grand Junction.
Grand Junction. Junction City.
Not Junction City. There's a difference.
Give me that coffee. I need more coffee.
Wow.
Junction City, Kansas. Yeah. Anyway, so Grand Junction, and then down to Durango. But anyway, so our listening audience out there, if you are interested and you're one of those areas, give us a shout because we want to start talking to you folks as well, get the word out, because what we want to talk about today a little bit is economic development. Really, when it all comes down to it, that's really what the smalls is. It's supporting the government contracting ecosystem. However, in the end, it's economic development, both for the country, the regional areas, the states, the you know, individuals, the companies, individuals. So it affects all of us. And so that's kind of the direction we're moving here in the near future. And one of the reasons we're down here in New Mexico is it's really part of the larger Colorado-New Mexico space corridor, I want to call it, where you know, they're doing also a lot of space-related research and development. There's quite a bit of space industry here. We are actually attending the New Mexico State of the Space Industrial Base workshop that is being hosted by the New Space New Mexico Alliance. It's a relatively new organization down here, but they are doing similar to work we're doing up in Colorado, where we're looking at how we can better collaborate, you know, the whole smalls thing, you know, network, collaborate, grow, but how we can collaborate, get the word out on things that are occurring in the states, both in New Mexico and Colorado, and a lot of the space activity and space industry, because I was just reading again this morning, you know, there was an AFSEA op-ed this morning from Lieutenant General Shea, who's the CEO of AFSEA, talking about the future economy is going to be more technically overall and or technology driven overall. And I see that as well. And that's one of the big topics down here. New Mexico does a lot of R&D. They do a lot of space development. I would suggest to you today, the listening audience, that New Mexico is probably kind of with Florida has the rocket launches as well as California. But from the commercial perspective, I would suggest that New Mexico is leading the way. As you know, probably you saw Virgin Galactic just did a suborbital, you know, space launch and took Sir Richard Branson up into space. But that's the lead for space tourism, which is also really the precursor to space or suborbital space travel, which is going to allow you to travel from Spaceport New Mexico, excuse me, or they call it Spaceport America, to Japan in 20 minutes, right? So you think about it, you fly into Albuquerque, you drive out to the spaceport, 20 minutes, whatever it is, half hour. You get on the rocket plane, whatever they, I don't know exactly what they call it. And then you launch and you're in Japan in 20 minutes. And it's pretty crazy.
Well, it's actually two launches, right? So they take...
Well, the way they're doing it,
the way they're doing it right now,
is you launch on a plane, and then the rocket takes off.
If you guys haven't seen that video, go check it out on YouTube. Yesterday, actually 2 days ago, when we first got down here, we saw a slideshow of some of the people from New Space New Mexico were actually there at the launch. Like you said, Sir Richard Branson was there. Elon Musk was there with his family. Just lots of people that are very interested in this arena are there. And then, of course, you go on some of the news, and which I think everybody should just shut off nowadays just because it's all negative. Like, they're like, oh, my God, you're spending so much money on this, and why would you do this? You can spend money elsewhere. But you know what? He's reaching out and trying to expand upon our capabilities. So
it's really, like I said, it's a precursor. And it's not just for transportation for people, which that is something. You know, you can fly from here to there in 20 minutes. It's going to really disrupt the airline industry.
Well, that's why people are negative about it, right?
Where they're really going to is commercial goods, too. So say if you have a heart transplant or anything, you can literally fly it. And it may be remote vehicles that do this, too. It doesn't have to be people in vehicles. It can be remote.
Sure.
So anyways, it's going to be this. We're at the cusp of something really huge here as far as transportation goes. And that's really exciting. Also down here in New Mexico, you have the Air Force Research Lab. You have the Space Force and Air Force Research Labs. Space Force Space Rapid Capabilities Office. AFWERX is doing some works out here as well.
And, wait, did you just say the Space Force?
Space Force.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Space Force Rapid Capability Office.
Yeah, well, there's Space Force and Air Force. But there's a lot of R&D type organizations, the defense.
A lot more than I actually expected.
The Defense Innovative Unit is here. They have a presence out here. They're also here at the conference this week. Big topic is supply chain, obviously. There's lots of issues with COVID, following COVID. And now, you know, ensuring that our supply chain is U.S.-based. So if you're a U.S.-based manufacturer, which is another place we want to go later this year, talk more to the manufacturers out there. If you're a U.S.-based manufacturer, now is a time for you because especially in the Department of Defense, but really the whole of government is looking to using more U.S.-made, U.S.-based manufacturing. So there's a huge opportunity. Again, you know, my vision here for the smalls is this is all about economic development, both for the region and for the states. And I think that us and New Mexico, we share a lot, Colorado and New Mexico, with our capabilities and who our audience is, who the government customers are out here, and kind of where we're going. So a lot of good stuff happening right now. This is actually going to be a two-parter because we're going to try to have, I think today, if not today, later next week, to bring on the New Space New Mexico team to talk a little bit about what they're actually doing down here and some of the great activities. There's also the Professional Association of Aerospace. Wait, Professional Association of, I'm screwing it up. It's PACA, Professional Aerospace Contractors Association. There we go. And they are down here. They host a conference every year, bringing in basically all the government agencies on Kirtland. So you have Sandia Labs there, which is Department of Energy. You have the Space Force, Air Force Research Labs, like I mentioned, and several other organizations that are down here. And so they host a conference every year. It'll be in March 2022 this year, so that'll be exciting as well. They did not have one last year because of COVID. So there's another opportunity to network, collaborate, and grow down here in New Mexico. And then, as I mentioned, the State of the Space Industrial Base Workshop will occur next year again, next July. So mark that on your calendars. If you go to the Smalls calendar, those will all be posted on there as soon as we get the final information. So anyways, that's all we kind of really wanted to talk about today. It's going to be short and sweet.
By the way, guys, he hasn't had the coffee that I bought him yet. So it sounds like I don't know what he's doing in his room, but he apparently woke up excited this morning. So
I did wake up excited. You know, I got up and I saw the balloons flying, and I like watching those hot air balloons. And it's just a really nice morning down here. And I started thinking about some of the different aspects of the Smalls and kind of where we're going. And how all of this kind of ties together back to really everybody's future.
So I think we're going to be doing more of this style as well of podcast, just because we're now back into traveling season again. Now with COVID kind of restrictions being lifted.
Yep.
I know next week you're going to be traveling to another location. That's and we'll probably try to do a remote podcast there as well.
That's another exciting event.
Well, maybe I'll call you midweek and we'll get an update on how it's going and what you're finding out. So
we do want to, as I mentioned, we do want to talk to folks out in Durango, Grand Junction, the Denver Boulder area. There's a lot of good stuff going out there. We really want to get some of you guys on the podcast. So if you're listening, the Denver Boulderites, we'd like to speak with you up north into Greeley. And then we'll get some of the folks back on Pueblo, from Pueblo back on here as well. Again, there's just so much opportunity here in the aerospace corridor up and down the Front Range between New Mexico, Colorado, and poking into Wyoming. So a lot of events. And if you have not been to the Smalls calendar in the past few weeks, I highly encourage you to look at the newsletter. If you don't get the newsletter, please sign up for it. We'll send it to you at no cost. And also look at the calendar. It is exploding. I cannot believe the number of events that are occurring. And now you have actual events and virtual events, or you could attend almost all the events right now are hybrid still, at least some portion of them hybrid. So
we heard them talking yesterday, though, the hybrid, now they're trying to do hybrid, it's becoming difficult too, because the people on the other end don't get the same experience. So I see it's a matter of time before they just go complete in person again.
I think that there'll be, and well, I don't know. I think I was talking to somebody yesterday. They were saying that their numbers really increased, like doubled, of the ability of people to attend.
You're right.
And it may be because they had a captive audience.
I think, yes, you're right. Well, New Space said that, right? New Space, New Mexico said that, you know, putting on their events, T5.
That's right. So we'll put a plug for them on T5 too. It's Third Thirsty Thursday Tech Talks. Yes.
Wow.
Every
you
month.
That.
Every month's a cool name.
Only
every month.
Only this month it was on Wednesday, so they crossed out the Thursday and made it Wednesday.
So anyway, so if you go to New Space New Mexico's website, you can sign up for their newsletter, and you can also sign up for the Third Thirsty Thursday Tech Talks. Currently, they do them both actual and virtual.
Yes.
And so it looks like a good stuff too.
Exactly. So. What's anything else? I mean, we're going to be heading back north again today. This is actually the second week in a row we've been down here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, meeting with different companies. There's what I really found surprising. There's a lot more tech here than I ever expected.
Oh yeah. It's huge. R&D. They're very big into R&D here. There's a bunch of labs, bunch of research facilities.
So now we've got Denver is kind of aerospace.
Yep.
Springs is more DOD.
Yep.
Pueblo is more manufacturing. And now down here, we have more of the R&D side.
Yeah, kind of the testing.
So we kind of have it all right here.
I said, the space corridor, man. It's here. It is, really. And then we got nukes up north.
No, they're gone now.
But yes.
Stop talking about that.
But yes, it is. And it's a good mix. It's a short drive down here, actually. So the folks are very receptive. If you are a small government contractor up in Colorado and you want to expand your footprint into Albuquerque, there is a need here in New Mexico. They actually have a pipeline shortage.
So that New Space was telling us that they just acquired a new facility.
Yes.
That's their entire goal. It's out by the airport, and they're going to be opening it up soon, where they were saying that if you want to just try out Albuquerque with your company, see how it goes, contact them, and they'll try to get you some space. I think that facility we were at for the T5, who is that owned by?
That's them. That's New Space.
Is that New Space or yes. is that AFRL right. that owns it?
That's well. So New Space has a formal agreement, which just got approved here like a couple weeks ago. They are actually officially sponsored by the Air Force Research Lab.
Okay, so yeah, that facility is amazing as well, and I think that was all designed. So if you do want to have events down here, which
yes,
we need to talk about. Maybe we need to have a Smalls event here.
Yes,
in Albuquerque.
Yes. Lots of opportunities. Again, if you're a small government contractor or a large, and you're thinking about doing some work, expanding your footprint into New Mexico, there is definitely an opportunity here to do that.
And it's a quick trip. I mean, for us, it's what, 5 hours?
Yep.
Maybe shorter if you do 90 plus, and of course, unless you get picked up, but...
Anyways, it wasn't me.
That was last week.
There are quite a few... what do they call those? Speed traps along the route if you do decide to drive. So drive carefully. So anyways, I do want you all to check out the events, calendars of events. Like I said, it's exploding. Every week is just more and more and more activities. A lot of good stuff. Currently, you can still attend some things virtually as well as live. However, the live events are really expanding. I do want to put a quick plug in for August, which is, oh my gosh, next month. NDIA Space Warfighter Industry Forum, SWIF, that will be occurring the 18th through the 20th in Colorado Springs. That's bringing all the industrial guys together as part of NDIA, the National Defense Industrial Association. And then that Sunday is a luau hosted by the Catalyst Campus and the beginning of the Space Symposium, the 36th. Space Symposium held at the Broadmoor Hotel. I believe this is the first event in the Broadmoor since COVID.
And it's got everybody messed up because it's usually in the spring. Now it's in the fall.
Yeah. So, they're making it for last year. They couldn't. Anyway, so you got the SWIF the couple days before, 18th through 20. You have the luau on the 22nd, I believe. And then the 22nd is the start of the Space Symposium in Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor Hotel. Again, information on all those activities and events is on the website, so please go there and visit it. And if you have any questions, also get a hold of us. And if you are a listener and you are a company, a small business, a manufacturer, a service provider to
part of the ecosystem, we
ecosystem,
don't care.
Give us a shout. We'll get you on the podcast. It's good advertisement for you. Our audience continues to grow and grow. I do have to tell a short, funny story, and he's probably listening. Nate and I were at a activity a couple months ago, and somehow we got talking about the Smalls, and somebody at the table said, yeah, I listened to the Smalls. And we were like, you do? And he's like, yeah, those guys, Nate and Dennis, those guys are great. And Nate and I looked at each other and went, but dang, world famous. Anyway, so that
I think he's from Kansas, but you know, whatever.
But anyway, so good news story. We hope to see you out there in an upcoming event. Either in Colorado or New Mexico and or wherever else our journeys take Nate and I. If you do see us, reach out, and we'd love to have you guys on a podcast.
Our motto is we never turn down a conversation.
That's right.
Because you never know.
All right, Nate, so we got to get going again because we got a meeting with the Space Force Association in 30 minutes, I believe.
Yeah, and we still have a few minutes before breakfast that they're going to have there. So let's go meet with them. And till next time, this is just Nate and Dennis signing off.
Thanks for listening. You've reached the end of another episode of the Smalls Cast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode. See you at the next episode.